And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, sticking with the education theme here in our next segment. And we have Linda Tiener joining us on the program. She is the director of the UFM Community Learning Center. Linda, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. Hoping that it's going to be a warmer week to get outside maybe and enjoy some warmth.
Yeah.
Such as it is.
Well, I think that is definitely in the forecast. I think we have 60, if I remember right, close to 60 for a high tomorrow. So,
oh, that would be nice. I didn't hear it was going to go that high. It would be very pleasant.
Absolutely. Yeah. We need a warm up because it's been too cold. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, it has. But, you know, it is January. I can't complain too much.
Yeah.
We haven't had very much cold weather so far.
That's right. Yeah, we still have time.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you on here. We start to think spring here this time of year. And you know, as you and I are just alluding to here, we want the warmer weather. But the spring catalog, I understand, is out, and people can learn more about that online.
Yes, our spring catalog is finished. We are very proud of it. It has so many new and interesting classes in it. I'd like everybody to check it out. Right now, you can look at it on our website, which is tryufm.org. That's tryufm.org. We are hoping that it will be here in town in hard copy by Thursday or Friday. Our printer got pushed back a little bit because of, guess what, COVID issues. So it's a little later coming in, but they hopefully will be in the mail today and should be on the street at the library, at UFM, and other outlets by the end of the week.
Okay, so you can take a look at that and see all the possibilities here for this spring if there's anything that looks of interest to you. And I do understand you are doing going to be doing in-person classes, at least for now. And, of course, don't know what the situation will hold in store the next few weeks, but that is at least the plan at the moment.
The plan at the moment is to do most of our classes in person. We do have a few that are online, even a few that are almost hybrid in the way they're being done. But check and see what's going on. And for now, we are hoping to be able to do everything in person. Most of the classes will be starting later this month or into February. I hope things will calm down by then.
All right. Anything of particular that stands out in the spring catalog that you've had a chance to see?
Wow. You know, that's really hard for me to tell you because there are so many new and interesting things that are going on. We've got calligraphy. We've got a beginning machine sewing class for those that are interested. Macrame is back. Our photography class has come back again. We have a class on how to self-publish your book if you're interested in doing that. We have a Dungeons and Dragons class on how to become a dungeon master. It was very popular last fall, and it's back again this spring. Information on solar electricity. I have to plug the home landscape design class. Greg Eystone from Extension is doing that class for us. I took it a few years ago and redesigned the landscape at the front of my house. Really, really useful information. If you want to clean up your landscape, if you just moved into a house and want to landscape it, this is a really good class to take to learn what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it. Then we've got some food classes. Particularly a fun one, I think, is the Kansas craft beer sampling class that we'll be holding. And then we have one also on how to brew your own beer. That should be fun. Language, we've got some language stuff. We've got conversational Spanish. We've got ESL available for those who are interested in learning English as a second language. We can help you out with that. And then we've got the standard recreation and such. I did want to mention that we have tennis lessons now available for ages 4 and up. And we have scholarships available for kids in any tennis lesson level that you might be at. And you just need to contact us about what that might look like. We've also got beginning boxing for kids. And we've been able to bring back the Red Cross Babysitter Clinic so that a young person can learn some good skills on safety or being able to begin babysitting.
Wonderful. And that's always good when you can incorporate some things for the kids. Tennis lessons, that'd be a lot of fun for a lot of kids to take up if they're interested. And fours is maybe, yeah. I never thought about starting it that young, but I guess some probably could.
Me neither, but yes, you certainly can. And another class I didn't think of, we've got two very interesting coding classes for kids to begin learning some of those computer coding skills. Professional people teaching those classes for us. I think it would be really interesting for kids to be able to be involved in that.
Very good. Well, what I like about UFM is there's always a lot of diversity of opportunities, you know, whether it's, you know, learning a skill, whether it's learning a sport, an activity, or just doing something just kind of for fun, you know, maybe even art or something. You have something for everybody.
Well, we try. And, you know, the really cool thing about UFM is we don't have a faculty. We go to the community every semester looking for people who have these skills and interests to be able to share what they know with other people. I think we have over 170 classes being offered this spring semester, and that's because the community is interested in sharing what they know, and then we're able to put that together and coordinate offering that to the public. And we'll be putting our summer catalog together really soon. So if somebody's interested in sharing a skill, go ahead and get a hold of us. And we'll be glad to talk with you about what you're able to do, what the requirements are, so that you could teach a class for us in the summer or next fall.
All right, very good. So go to tryufm.org, and you can check out the spring catalog. Lots of good opportunities there. You have another event coming up in March called Talk MHK, which we've spoken about on the past here on the program here. But for those maybe who aren't familiar, explain what Talk MHK is.
Yeah, Talk MHK is a program that allows the community to connect and engage around stories of what people are doing in the community. We've done it for several years. The goal is to build community connections, to give individuals a platform so that they can share their knowledge and their stories and their skills with other people. For example, back when we were starting this, we had somebody talking about beekeeping. We've had gardening. We've had landscaping in a urban setting. We have had walking the Appalachian Trail, fitness and running, my personal philosophy as it is shown in photographs, teaching math to kids. And so it's just a variety of things. And what we are looking for are people in the community who would like to share their passion with somebody else. We need 6 people to do a 7-minute talk or presentation. And you can do that using slides. You can use actual physical elements to show what you're doing, like displays and artifacts and things, demonstrations, to talk about something that you're passionate about. The theme for this year is diversity. It's celebrating our diverse stories. And so we are looking for people who would like to share something around that idea in 7 minutes. We hold these events at the library and invite the public to come. We generally have about 90 to 100 people who attend to listen to the stories of our community. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can certainly email us or call us at UFM. But if you go look through our catalog, there is a link to a form that you could fill out to tell us who you are, what you're interested in talking about. And then a committee will go through and select 6 or 7 of those stories. And you will be presenting that on March the 11th, I believe is the date for that. March 10th from 7 to 8 at the public library will be the presentation time for that.
Okay.
So you could come and listen on March the 10th at 7 o'clock. But right now, we are particularly looking for people who would like to share their stories. Something about diversity.
All right. Well, that's a good theme there. And the deadline, again, to submit is January 23rd, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, those events are fun. Similar to a TED Talk, is that safe to say?
Yes, similar to a TED Talk. You're right. Uh-huh. Something that you just want to share. It doesn't necessarily require a lot of expertise. It's your passion and your story and your ideas and your thoughts that you want to share with other people.
All right. Well, another thing that UFM does a lot during the year is the community gardening, and signups are going to be happening pretty soon. Hard to believe that already.
Oh, I know. Well, we've been signing up returning gardeners since November, Brandon.
Wow.
UFM coordinates the oldest community garden in Kansas. We have about 250 plots that we rent out to the community at a low cost that covers the expenses of providing compost and water and electricity and equipment and things that the garden needs in order to function. The new gardeners will begin signing up on February the 5th at 9:30 at UFM, which is at 1221 Thurston. It's the big red house on the corner of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue. So if you're interested in getting a plot at either the Riley Lane plot, which is at 9th and Riley Lane in the back of Howie's Recycling, for reference, and then we have plots south on Hunter's Island, on Collins Lane. So you would go south on Manhattan Avenue, about 3/4 of a mile to Collins Lane, turn right, and our gardens are about 1/4 of a mile down the road. And so you can sign up for plots that are available at either location. On February the 5th at 9:30, we have one on February the 23rd at 5:30, and then one in March on the 7th at 5:30. All will be at UFM. The information is, again, on our website, tryufm.org, and look for the programs, the community garden, and the information is there for where to go and what the dates and times are to sign up for those. And we will continue until all the plots are filled. And we generally do fill every plot every year. So you don't want to wait too long, or you might not get a plot.
All right. Good to keep that in mind. That's a neat program that continues. And I'm so glad that we're getting closer and closer to that, because that means spring is around the corner.
Yes, indeed.
And we're talking with Linda Tiener here from UFM Community Learning Center. You also have an event coming up here at the end of the month called Project Excel. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Project Excel is a program that was designed to provide enrichment for special needs adults in our area. We set it up with programming that continues for the whole semester. So we will run a class for 5 weeks, and then we will start a new class for another 5 weeks each semester. This spring, our classes start on January 29th, which is a Saturday. We hold them in the K-State Union from 9 to 11:30 on Saturday mornings. The registration form, again, for that is on our website, tryufm.org, or you can call UFM to get more information about that. The point of that is to be able to expand life skills, provide some socialization time, and to provide some educational enrichment for adults who may or may not have opportunities to participate in other kinds of programming during the week. Once a special needs adult turns 21, they are graduated from high school. They may get into a program such as Big Lakes or Twin Valley, but they may not. They may be on a waiting list. And so we offer opportunities for them to learn some new skills, have some fun on Saturday mornings, and get a K-State-like experience in the process of that. We have students that come as far as Marysville and Greenleaf to participate. We also have students from here in town, from Wamego, from Junction City and around who come to participate in Project Excel. We offer classes such as, depending again on our instructors who we get from the community and from the K-State campus, it might be money management, it might be sign language, it might be an art class such as watercolor painting or sculpting, geography, healthy relationships, pet care. We even have had really good support from some of the theater and drama students, and we have done introduction to drama. We did Shakespeare last fall, and they actually did some scenes from Shakespeare plays as part of what they were doing. So you never know exactly what we're going to be doing any 5-week session. So the way it would work is you would sign up for a Project Excel. You would choose a class to take. We generally have between 3 and 5 classes available. And then you would take that class for 5 weeks. We meet at 9. You would go from 9 to 10. 10 to 10:30, we take a break and you can have snack time and socialization in the union. And then we go back from 10:30 to 11:30 for a second class. At the end of the 5 weeks, then we will offer some different classes and you can sign up for another class if you choose to do so. At the end of the school year in May, we also do a graduation so that you can demonstrate what you have learned as an Excel student. And you can invite your friends and family members to come. We have a reception with refreshments, and there's generally a certificate or a gift that each participant gets for helping and participating in the program during the year. We use volunteers from the community and from K-State to serve as aides and assistants in the class so that you've got a variety of people to interact with each other, to learn from each other, and to have a good time.
What a wonderful opportunity that will be here for UFM. So glad to learn more about that. Lastly here, I see you have something on the Housing 101 series, and that is coming up here soon as well. Tell us more about that.
Yes, this is a series that has been put together by a variety of organizations in the community to be able to offer some assistance, some thinking around three areas. First of all is renting. How do I go about renting? How do I understand what a lease is? How do I understand my responsibilities as a renter? How do I find safe housing to rent? How do I find pricing that I can afford? And get questions answered along that line. The second workshop is on buying. How would I go about buying a house? How do I seek financing for that? How do I work with a realtor to find a place to live? How do I make sure that the house I'm buying is safe and has been well inspected and things? And then the third one is on federal assistance for renting, particularly. How would I qualify for Section 8 housing? How would I get subsidies in other kinds of ways? Right now, with the COVID issues going on, there are a lot of special programs available for people who rent. And so those kinds of things will be covered as well. It's a free series, so you can take one or all of them as you choose to do so. But we do require that you sign up at UFM so we know who's coming. And it will be, these will all be live Zoom programming. So you can do that from the safety of your own.
Okay, good to know. And nice to have all these amazing opportunities here with UFM Community Learning Center. Mm-hmm. And you can check out tryufm.org for more information. Linda, this has been good. Thank you for all this good information, and I hope you have a good semester here in 2022.
Well, thanks, Brandon. It's always good to talk to you. I would encourage everybody to give us a call at 785-539-8763 and check out our website, tryufm.org.
All right. Sounds good. Linda, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. In Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.